in your face. Kate, welcome to 3CR.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is so exciting. 20 years since you won Australian Idol and you're doing celebratory gigs. How wonderful.
I know. How wild is that? It makes me feel very old. And I just turned 40 this week, so I'm feeling old in all the areas. But it's a pretty incredible milestone and I'm really excited to be doing these shows.
Now, what tracks are you going to be singing?
Oh, well, there's the obvious ones, you know, the ones from the show and, of course, the winner's single, maybe Tonight, and some of the songs I released after that. But, of course, there'll be the Young Divas. We can't forget them. But then after that, it's kind of just the music that has meant a lot to me along the way, songs that got me through some of the really hard times. And, yeah, just and sort of the music, I guess, that I really have learnt to enjoy singing now, you know, that I'm, I guess, in total control of my career and the songs that I get to sing. It's, yeah, it's a real broad range of music.
How has your voice changed in the last 20 years?
Well, it's certainly got a lot older. I was actually listening to a track from when I recorded the album straight after the show, which obviously was 20 years ago. So I would have been 19, 20 at the time. And it's just, you know, it's such a young sound, but obviously a lot of life's happened since then and a lot of living has happened, and I think there's a lot of life in my voice these days and a lot of a lot of lived experience, I think, in the way that I sing these days.
Can you hear that? You know, does that lived experience really come out when you sing and when you feel the songs?
I think so. I have learned since being back out singing, you know, in the last couple of years, that I really love connecting with people and telling stories and singing songs from my heart. That's how I really love to perform. So I think that, yeah, I think as deep and as dramatic as this sounds, I think you can certainly hear the life that I've lived when I sing these days. And sometimes that can be pretty raw and, you know, but I love singing from that place.
And that must be wonderful for your fans. They know your story and then they can hear it come out in your voice, and it makes your songs even more relatable.
I hope so. I hope that's the experience that people get after leaving my shows. It's a very personal show. It's very raw and honest. It's very vulnerable, and I really want people to feel like they've connected with something when they walk out the door.
How does that vulnerability come out? Do you tell stories in between songs?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, there was all the songs that people know me for from the show, but I guess nobody really knows what was going on for me during those times or where I was at in my life personally. So I share those stories and, you know, I sing some of the songs that got me through some of the really hard times, and I share that kind of stuff really vulnerably and openly. And, yeah, they're just the stories of the last 20 years. I mean, obviously not all of them, because that would require a full week of shows, but, you know, some of the stories that really stick with me, I guess.
That must have been really hard 20 years ago on Australian Idol, you know, projecting one thing but having all this other stuff happening. That must have been really difficult to manage being 19, 20.
Yeah, I guess you don't really think about that at the time. You just get up every day and do. Like, that was what that was. It was such a fast-moving machine. I never really had time to reflect on what I was doing or how I was managing and coping until, obviously, it all came crashing down when it did, however many years ago. But yeah, I guess it was a lot to manage, and especially once the addiction really kicked in, it was a really challenge to try and live both lives. And obviously, eventually, you know, the addiction won. But yeah, it was just a time in my life where I wasn't really thinking. I was just surviving and existing and getting what I could get done.
And you did survive, and you're thriving, and you're celebrating 20 years. I mean, I just think that's extraordinary. And that's what I think people should focus on, the here and now and the positivity.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't deny my past, and it's certainly not something that I've tried to hide and bury. It's something that I am more than happy to talk about and try and use for good these days. But I guess that's what this show is. It's just a celebration for me and a really big milestone to go, wow, what a crazy 20 years. And to be sitting, you know, on stage nearly eight years clean and sober with an incredibly full and glorious life, being able to sit and sing and share stories in a way that fills my cup and brings me so much joy and hopefully others' joy, is just something that I could have never imagined. You know, they're not the biggest shows in the world. I'm not selling out arenas, but it's actually not about that for me this time. It's about being able to sing and share in a way that is meaningful to me.
Do you think those highs and lows are what makes you so relatable to a queer audience? You know, the diva factor and the stuff happening in the background and projecting one thing to the world and other stuff happening. It's very relatable for a lot of queer folks.
I've never really thought about it. Why? You know, the queer community has been not one of my biggest support crew always, and they've always loved and supported me no matter where my life has been. Especially even in the early days of Idol, like Oxford Street was a place that I spent a lot of time and felt really safe. A lot of the drag queens really took me in under their wings. And so the queer community has always been a big part of my life. But I guess I'd never really thought about why. I guess it's my honesty and my vulnerability that they feel connected to.
I absolutely think that's it. And I think that, you know, if they can hear that in your voice, it makes you even more relatable. Look, I've got to ask, you've got two beautiful young kids, yeah, two beautiful boys. What do you sing to them?
The Wiggles mainly. The Wiggles and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Just all the really cliche stuff, but they love it. They love singing. And you know, that's been some of the most beautiful moments that I've had in the last 3 years, is especially with my older one who's nearly three and can sing songs, like sitting in the chair in his room before he goes to bed and he just cuddles into me and we sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or You Are My Sunshine, actually has been, funnily enough, some of the proudest moments of my life. But yeah, those two boys are my everything.
Does having kids affect how you perform on stage and how you sing?
I don't know. I guess it just comes back to that lived experience. I think having two little people has certainly put life into perspective a lot more than I ever thought it would, like what's important and what's not important. And I think maybe it's helped me let go of some of the shit that I've carried around for all of those years. And really it made me realize what I value, I guess, more than I did before I had them.
What's happening on the recording front?
Well, I would love to do some writing. I've certainly got some stuff to say, but it's just about finding the time. And, you know, at the moment, obviously, my main priority is mumming and being available for those two boys. And I think the sort of stuff that I want to write moving forward is going to require, you know, some big sessions and some sitting down and some really digging deep. So that's definitely on the cards for later next year, but it is something I 100% intend to get back to.
Tell us about the stuff you'd like to write and record.
Oh, look, I guess putting where I've been and what I've been through and where I, you know, not just the bad but also the good and the places that were in between that got me from, you know, the really ugly stuff to where I am today. I guess just explaining how that felt in music. I think music is such a wonderful way for people to connect and to understand and to share. And I would just love to be able to do that. So hopefully someone else, you know, everybody's had songs and music, I think, that they've put on repeat when they're going through stuff that helps them feel better or helps them sit in their emotions. And I would love to be able to, maybe through my music, be able to give that to somebody else.
Through your dark times, was there an artist that kind of helped you get through that?
Was there an artist? No, there were certainly some songs that I played on repeat. There's an artist called Gavin DeGraw whose music I listened to a lot when I was going through some stuff, but you'll have to come to the show to hear about that because I talk about all of that kind of stuff and sort of what songs really played with me through those times. But there was one song that stands out. It's called Wild Horses by what's her name? I've forgotten. Natasha Bedingfield. So that song I definitely listen to on repeat on the floor sometimes. But, yeah, there's lots of songs that got me through.
You're performing at the Jazz Lab on November 21st. Yeah. I actually live in Brunswick and it's a great music strip around there.
I've never performed at the Jazz Lab, so I'm very much looking forward to it. It's been a long time since I've performed at any venues like that in and around Melbourne. So I'm just super excited to be there.
Wow. Okay. So coming back to Melbourne must be pretty exciting then.
Yeah, we've done two shows so far. I did Bendigo, obviously my hometown, which was a cracker, and we had a ball there. And we've done Brisbane. We were at the Wickham in Brisbane, and we've got Melbourne and Sydney to go.
Tell us about going home to Bendigo and performing again at the Golden Vine Hotel.
The Vine, yeah, bless the Vine. Look, I've been actually living back in Bendigo for nearly 3 years now. I lost my mum really sadly just before I had my first bubba, and it just felt like the right thing to do. It was time to come home and be near my family. So we did, and it's been really great being back here. We're big family people, and it's been beautiful to be back near my family. My sister has had two babies around the same time that I had babies, so we've just been able to connect and sort of do mumming together. So yeah, it's just been great to be back home in a positive way.
That must be such a wonderful shared experience with your sister.
Yeah, it's the best. You know, it was not intentional. It was just the way that it happened. And, you know, we very much are in each other's lives with that, and we share the good, the bad, and all of the bits in between there are about mumming. And some days they're really hard, but it's good to have somebody like right in the same spot that you are. Like, I think our first babies are 5 months apart and our second babies are 2 months apart. So we really get where each other's at.
Fantastic. Kate, it's great to hear your voice. It's great that you're thriving. I reckon I'll pop along to the Jazz Lab.
I would love that. That'd be great. Be great to see you.
Fantastic. Kate, thanks so much for talking to us today on 3CR.
Thank you for having me.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.